This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I've got guests in studio. We've got an exciting conversation lined up, but I've got to get some housekeeping out of the way before we get into the meat of the show. I want to say good morning to everyone whose name is Arnold Rapp Wilson. I'd like to thank you for the pair that is the same size as my head. It is awesome. I have to say, though, after my assessment, even though the pear was as big as my head, I think it fell off the tree too early. And it still wasn't full. Imagine that. Anyway, also, I would like to say good morning to everybody in the Bahamas, except the taxi drivers who think that the competent authority made them essential workers. And they could break traffic controls because every tourist... Let's move the mics. Every tourist is a VIP in the Bahamas. And say good morning to everyone, including y'all. I lie. Including y'all, taxi driver who like to turn right on red, who like to park on the sidewalk, who like to obstruct traffic to talk to tourists. All y'all, happy Monday morning to everyone. You're on the clock with Aaron Green on this Monday, the 25th of September, 2023. Now, we've got Sand Dollar back in the building, on the clock Sand Dollar Trivia giveaway. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away Sand Dollars until the end of September to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you A, must have a digital wallet. B, you must answer the trivia question correctly. C, you cannot be a previous winner. You can only win once. When you call in, give the producer your name, your wallet provider, and your wallet information, like your custom name, and of course, the most important thing, your cell phone number. Again, listeners restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Here are the numbers to call: 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. And our toll-free number for people in the Bahamas but not on New Providence, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The text line, of course, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. If you're answering by text, I need your wallet information in the text to be considered a correct answer. We got lots in the news, some I expected to see this morning and some I did not expect to see this morning. And of course, all morning we've been talking about the sudden passing of the Honorable Obi Wilchcombe. We are all shocked and saddened by this sudden passing. Although Mr. Wilchcombe was a politician, a politically exposed person, and we could sit and think about the impact of this loss on our individual, our personal lives, and our work as advocates, as professionals, we also must remember to hold his family and his loved ones, to hold a space for them as they deal with this sudden loss. Now, while death comes to all of us, it is the one thing that we cannot escape. Because if you live in the Bahamas, you can escape even taxes. Death is the one thing we cannot escape. And it is important for us to remember that. Often it feels like the easiest thing to do is to forget about it, to push it aside. Deep in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirit. And unfortunately, the human experience demands more of us than that. It demands of us to do the hard work. And especially as we grow older, our job is to prepare younger people for this inevitable part of life. Not just for when they pass, but how to hold and maintain the community, the family, the legacy, the work, the relationships, the energy. How do we, the living, do our work of holding a place for those who have passed? For our forefathers, our ancestors, our mothers, our grammys, our cousins, all who have passed. This is our job. They say the easiest part is the dying part. The hard work is up to us to maintain, to sustain, and to figure out how to continue to thrive. Death is a constant part of this experience. And we would be better off if we look it straight in the face and prepare for it and prepare each other for it and ensure that whenever that tragic moment occurs, we are there for each other and for ourselves. It's been a very sad weekend. We say condolences to the family, friends, and communities attached to the Alpheus Hawk Finlayson, who's touched so many people through his life and through his work as an athlete, as an insurance agent. He was my insurance agent, just as a decent human being. We also say condolences to the family of Clara Bell, the wife of MP Keith Bell, and her tragic passing. There's so much loss, but there's so many opportunities to rediscover life. On that note, I want to send out another sad condolences. This one is far more personal to me. To the family of LeVar Pratt, friends and family, QC Comets, the soccer community, the fishing community. Yesterday was his birthday. We remember LeVar Pratt. And we remember the one Corinne Mitchell, my good, good Grammy, my other good Grammy, because two of my Grammys was good. And if you lend me yours, she could be good too. My good Grammy, Corinne Mitchell, who also, her birthday is on September 24th. He said, y'all party in peace under the dilly tree. Grammy, keep Mr. Pratt, LeVar, under control, please. Ain't nothing he like to do but dance on his birthday. Anyway, guys, thank you for sharing that moment with me. Let me throw out, I see I got my producer. Producer, we getting ready for the trivia questions. Let me throw out the first sand dollar on the clock trivia question today. Now I'm going to give you all some context clues for the question. Joining me in studio today are representatives from the Keys or K's conference.
I think it's Keys. I like to say Keys.
You like to see? Yeah. Okay, because I like
to your future. That's what we're saying.
We'll
play on words.
I like it. Representatives from the Keys conference, and this is a talent scouting conference for actors, artisans, creatives, right? And so this is your context clue for the trivia question, the first trivia question for today. All of these answers can be found by going to your Google, because Google will take you to the world. Good morning, Solomade. First question of the day, which Bahamian actress plays Mama Dilo on the award-winning kids show, Gombe Kids? Which Bahamian actress plays Mama Dilo on the award-winning kids show, Gombe Kids? First question of the day, numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Toll free for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence, 422-4796, the BTC text line for your answers. Ah, boy, I got a text here already that said, Miss Green, OB is the only person you would not spoil your ballot on. Well, listen, because he's been in politics for a long time, and even if I don't agree with his politics, I trust that he has a great understanding of governance and politics. Maybe I wouldn't spoil my... Maybe I would vote for him if they come let me live in Bimini. If they would ever had let me live in Bimini, I would have voted for him. Anyway, thank you, Texter, for that. Joining me again in studio, our guests from the Keys Conference. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves, but I want to start with an introduction of our lead this morning, Ms. Stephanie K. Nihon. She is a producer as well as a children's advocate and ambassador for a clean earth future. Stephanie is the creator, co-writer, and producer of the award-winning cultural educational island adventure-themed Bahamian kids show, Gumbe Kids. The groundbreaking series has won 13 awards to date. 13 international awards, including the prestigious Chicchani Award. Stephanie is also the co-founder and art director at CMM Modeling and Talent Agency. She started her career at 15 years old as a fashion model and has lived in New York City, Milan, Paris, LA, and London, representing elite model management for up to a decade. She's also the official vendor, supplier, and producer in the Bahamas for Disney and the ABC Cable Networks Group, ACNG. And she won the Best Producer at Cannes World Film Festival for the same TV series, Gumbe Kids. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Remember, directly into, you got to speak directly into the mic here.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you for having us, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Great to be here.
Now, please introduce your guests that you've brought with you this morning, because I'm only looking at them now as my competition. I found out it's a talent conference, and I'm going to be there trying to get a job. I don't want these people to think they could outshine me. So please introduce them. You're going to do a far better job than I am.
I hope to see you there, because you are one of our true talents, too, on this island. So yes, I'm very proud to introduce my incredible colleagues and team around me today. Obviously, I'm the founder of the Keys Conference. This has been a long time coming, a huge modeling and talent conference that we're bringing to the Bahamas to bring these awesome opportunities. I have Taria, who's a testament to what we can do locally with acting and modeling. She's done international jobs, local jobs, made us proud as Miss Bahamas, and she's a great voice to give you some insight into what it takes to be a model locally and abroad. I've got Stassi Appleyard, also with CMM. She is one of our actresses and models that got signed with Talent Direct Abroad. So she can speak to what it's like to be working with an agency abroad and how agency representation can help get you these, open these doors for you, and why this Keys Conference might be a great experience for anybody aspiring in those fields. And then we've got Colin Campbell. He is actually based out of New York City, and he has been helping organize the agents and the New York talent that's coming down to this conference, as well as moderating one of our industry panels, because this conference will also be educating on all the ins and outs of the industry.
Absolutely. So let's get started. What is the Keys Conference?
So the Keys Conference, it's been a while coming. I've always wanted to do this. You know, while I've been working at CMM, we've managed to get up to 30 models and actors signed abroad with different agencies in modeling and acting. It is a little more difficult to be placing people across borders one by one. So I always had this dream to bring a scouting conference down here on a greater scale. You know, we got to that point past the pandemic where we built these relationships, and now we can bring these agents down. And these aren't any agents. These are the top agents from around the world in modeling and acting. Up to 15, we will showcase our Bahamian talent and models to. You know, there hasn't been any scouting conferences in almost a decade here, and nothing to this scale. So this is really, really an exciting time. I want us to show up and show out, show these agents what we got, make them want to come back, sign some of our talent. It will also be educational, as I said, with panels and workshops, and we'll have fashion shows and entertainment and giveaways. So it's going to be a really fun weekend for networking and learning the industry and your chance at hopefully getting signed.
Absolutely. Just before the show started, Ms. Nihon reminded me that the late Honorable Obie Wilchcombe played a great role in creating the infrastructure necessary to grow TV and film production in the Bahamas. And it's great to see the expansion, right, of this work over the decades. I always tell people that, look, the Bahamas is filled with talent. Perhaps per capita, we are excelling, maybe exceeding many other countries. the biggest issue or barrier is that we have a whole lot of individual talent. We got a whole lot of snappers moving in the ocean by themselves. But what a force they could become if they had a system to tie into, to plug into, right? And so Keys Conference seems to be a great opportunity to expand the infrastructure of what we call maybe the soft walls, right, of the industry by making it easier to be discovered, making it easier to discover talent, to mold talent, and to take it into the world. This is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. Okay, let's go into the conference details very quickly. The conference is in November.
Yep, it's November 11th and 12th at Atlantis Resort in the Grand Ballroom. And, you know, we will be, please follow us on the Keys Conference on Instagram and Facebook and www.thekeysconference.com mailing list for all of the special offers and different events leading up to this. You will also see on our website all the requirements that you will need to, that the agents will want to see. We have special offers on headshots with the best photographers in the Bahamas, half off right now, leading up to the Keys. We have Taria, who's sitting with us, a CMM trainer and former Miss Bahamas, who will be offering a very special rate on private catwalk lessons.
Now, I saw in the notes there in where you list requirements for participation, it indicates that mature bodies mm-hmm. and full-figured bodies are invited, right? But Ms. Taria don't look like she understand how a size Andrus body moves on the catwalk. Tell us more about who should come to the conference and we get back into the details.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we really want this conference to be inclusive and everyone to be represented. So on both sides, on the modeling and the acting, I went through a lot of effort to make sure that I found agents who would not only get the work visa and help with that process for Bahamians, but also that we're looking for men, females, children, mature models as well, and plus size. So that everybody can get a chance to walk the runway in front of them on the modeling side. And on the acting side, they would like you to do up to a 30-second monologue from a commercial script or like a film or TV script. So you will have to prepare a bit if you want to act and you haven't before. We also have great acting coaches through CMM we can recommend that could get you ready as well. But yeah, it's an incredible opportunity. And I'm a testament to this because I was scouted at Atlantis over 20 years ago by Elite Model Management. A few agents came down with model management for an event at Atlantis, and that's how I was afforded the opportunity, a girl with just a Bahamian passport, to travel the world and work with elite models.
So I was standing right next to you, and then they say, I heard somebody say, not the one with the Chikchani-sized body, and I was like, oh, they must mean me. And I dipped out quietly.
There is an awesome opportunity here for all different types of models. So I'm very excited to be able to, extend that too.
It's great to see sort of Hollywood, see the film industry expand mm-hmm. its idea and the imagination of what a lead female actress looks like, how she sounds and how she operates, you know, on film. It's great to see fuller-bodied comedians, right? Women whose charm and appeal is really their humor, which then becomes extremely appealing and attractive, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for young and old people. Is there an age limit, ma'am?
So on the model day, it's 14 and up, and mm-hmm. on the acting day, 6 and up.
All right.
Yeah.
And will there be any agencies or agent scouts looking specifically for very mature actors, models, agents? And then I just realized something I hadn't put in the notes, so don't let it stun you. What about odd modeling jobs, like hand model for feet models for shoes, hand models for nails, things like that? And is anybody coming that's looking specifically for tourist-related production, like Caribbean ads, tourism ads, things like that? Who are the agents? What's their sort of scope of work that they're looking for, experience they're looking for? And again, who should come out?
Right? Yeah, definitely. I mean, on the model side, we have a very impressive lineup. We have Elite Models, Ford, Wilhelmina, Nomad, Talent Direct. These are really big names in the modeling world, that from high fashion to commercial print modeling. Mm-hmm. Some of those also handle things like hand and feet modeling as well. And then on the acting side, we have commercial agents as well as TV and film agents. Mm-hmm. So we have tried to get every different type of modeling and department there. Mm-hmm. And voiceover agents, which is really exciting.
I forgot you had voiceover.
Yeah. A3 Artist is the biggest in North America that's coming.
A3
okay. Artists, and they represent many of the big names in voiceover. Now, a lot of people don't know the big names in voiceover as much as they do with the ones on screen, but these are all, you know, they do all the voiceover type jobs that are on Disney and Netflix, mm-hmm. and commercials and animations and all that stuff.
Yeah. I've been waiting for ZNS to hire me for community announcements. I'm coming to the talent show.
Yeah.
Clint Watson, send somebody from Bahamas Broadcasting Corporation down to the Keys Conference. So y'all could see me in action.
Oh, yeah.
Also, listen, I just want to emphasize to you guys the scope of people that they're looking for. If you're making a commercial for your restaurant, you want an auntie with the big arms, the one with the strong elbow because she know how to stir that big pot outside. That's what we're looking for the commercial for the restaurant. For the food truck.
All types of people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Okay.
And I would love, Colin, our colleague in New York, to speak a bit about the educational part of this and the industry panels, because that is something that's going to be very special about this and exciting to hear from these agents and what they look for before you get to present to them. Right. So we encourage you to be there the full day.
So even if you're not selected for an opportunity chosen by a talent or model agency, there's still lots to learn, still lots to absorb, and to build your career or your portfolio with.
Oh yeah, I feel like you'll get so much out of this. You'll get networking opportunities. There's going to be photographers there, directors. There's going to be people in the industry to speak to, throughout the hallways. Even there's going to be workshops. There's going to be panels. You're going to have a high fashion, fashion show. You're going to get to do walk your red carpet. We have a red carpet. You're going to get that moment. You're going to hear from our entertainers in the Bahamas and what it takes here. You're going to get the chance for a huge brand ambassadorship by one of our biggest companies in the Bahamas, looking for their next brand ambassador too. We have a Caribbean model search called Carablink that's also going to be there. There's going to be Goombay Kids looking for auditions. There's going to be so many opportunities beyond even the agents coming in. So, it's going to be great. You'll leave feeling like you've learned a lot, you've met great people, you've got a bunch of business cards, mm-hmm. and, I think that it'll be well worth it.
A quick question before we transition into what the industry panels and the sessions will look like. Okay, so I'm not a creative, I'm not a parent, right? I'm not one of the scouts or agents that you've brought in, but I'm an agent locally. I'm always looking for talent, for commercials, for promos, PSAs. Can I attend this conference?
Yeah, it's welcome to everybody, honestly. Like, I think that people, we do have like photographers, directors, people in the industry, producers who want to just come and see our talent, be like, what's out there? Like, I want talent in my show, or I want to see what's out there. I want to see what models are out there, like different resort brands and big brands.
I was about to say, local resorts should be there to identify local talent to promote a local product.
Yeah.
Right? And we guarantee in an excellent standard, quality creatives with support and training to build this brand both internationally and locally.
All right. I like it. It'll be a show too. You're going to get a full day of show as well. So you're going to get to watch a lot of things, learn a lot of things. And also we have loads of giveaways. There's going to be fun competitions in real time between the different panels and scouting conference. So you could win big too.
All right. Before we make that transition, let me repeat the trivia question for the day. I think I got a winner by text, but they have won before. Thank you for always playing Texter. Which Bahamian actress plays Mama D'Lo on the award-winning kids show, Goombay Kids? Which Bahamian actress plays Mama D'Lo on the award-winning Bahamian kids show, Goombay Kids? First trivia question for today. Sir, now, I's a panels gal. I like conference, I like panels, I like the ones where you get to speak to the panelists and ask them questions. What do you guys have in store for us at the Keys Conference?
Well, thank you for having us on the show. Before I start, just a quick shout out to mm-hmm. Clarence Roll, the Minister of Tourism, and Ted Adderley at Atlantis. Those two gentlemen have been incredible for making this opportunity happen. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say that off the bat. In terms of the panels, this is about education. This is about networking. This is about giving people a better understanding of mm-hmm. the industry. And what is the industry? The industry is acting. The industry is modeling. Obviously, there's a lot that's going on with the WGA and SAG-AFTRA. We'll touch on that with the agents and scouts that we bring in from New York and L.A.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I think that's really important. And it's not just sort of industry basics, but it's real time learning how the industry has evolved, getting a great assessment of how to prepare yourself to place yourself advantageously within the industry to support yourself and other actors as well. This is an excellent opportunity. Let's talk about the cost for the event.
Yeah. And just further to that quickly too, like you'll get to learn like why does an agency matter? What is a casting director? You know, like all the ins and outs. What is union versus non-union? All these questions and learn about the industry too that you're about to enter into. Yeah. The cost, this is an amazing ticket cost as far as these scouting conferences go. I mean, in the U.S. with the same exact agents we have attending, those are $5,000 a ticket or up to $5,000. They're usually $1,500 to $5,000. Our ticket price is $275 a day on the early bird special. We really, really want to make this as affordable as possible so Bahamians get an awesome opportunity of this. Now, that's the early bird special pricing, so that's only available till September 30th, and it does go up to $350 a day mm-hmm. After that. So I encourage you to go over to our website, thekeysconference.com, find out all the info, register, and try to get in there before this early bird special is over this Saturday. Mm-hmm. We also have a social media competition. You could win a ticket. That's actually happening until Thursday. All you got to do is follow us and tag your photo, and we will randomly pick a winner for the Keys Conference. We'll be having two of those, but this one is more focused, like more an easier one to enter, let's say. Yeah. So, and also, you know, I guess we just want to make sure we got that out before this early bird special is over as well. We also have a seminar this Saturday, the 30th, in person, 9 to 11 at Balmoral Club. You can ask your questions to us in real time, as well as learn to walk the catwalk. And we'll have a headshot photographer there. And you can, for a really special price for headshots, but it's free to attend. Seminar. So come on down, and we'll be having webinars too at later dates.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Just a note, Clarence Roll is Director of Global Communications and Film. Chester Cooper is the Minister for Tourism. And so unfortunate, the Honorable Obi Wilchcombe had just been appointed to the new Ministry, Social Services, Information and Broadcasting. Right? And so, again, it's such a sad moment, but also great to see that the industry has expanded to a place like where it's beginning to take care of itself, right? And we hope that the minister smiles, knowing that his work, his effort has not been wasted, right? And there is a self-sustain. He's raised a child to a point where, at the very least, you could go to the kitchen and make your own ramen noodles, right? And get dinner ready for everybody.
It's a sad moment for the industry in many regards, for tourism, for politics, for the whole Bahamas, as well as the film industry, because he did care deeply about that. And, you know, those trailblazers are the reason we can have an industry and have the incentives. Our models and actresses are also, you know, getting these opportunities now, and it's not just a dream anymore. It's actually becoming a reality and a real job here. And we have so much to offer. We're such a talented country. I mean, per capita, it's mind-blowing. And getting to showcase that has been my true pleasure. I would love if we can speak to our models and actresses that are at the table.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. But let's go to a break. Producer, take me to a break. When you come back from the break, play one of those songs from the playlist from Thursday, please. When we come back from the break, guys, we got to take a break. When we come back from the break, we are going to have Bahamian actor Stasi. I like it. Stasi Appleyard and my strongest competition for the Keys Conference, model Taria Sturrup. Don't mind the tone in my voice, ma'am. strong competition. When we get back from the break, we're going to delve into your experiences working with talent agencies, your role in this year's conference, and a word of advice to up-and-coming stars like myself. Producer, take us to the break.
Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Told you I was coming in the drop top. Told you I was coming non-stop. Told you I was coming with my big dreams. Told you I was coming on the mainstream. Told you I was coming, got improved. With the best of the best, baby, that's just what I do. Told you I was coming with the thick chicks. It's a possibility you can know the breadsticks. Told you I was coming with the big boys. Told you I was coming with the big toys.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. That was D the Entertainer. Told you I was coming. I just love that song. Okay, we're going to get to the other guests in our room. I'm no longer going to call them the competition. I'm going to get back to calling them the talent, because that's what they are. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning, Erin.
So, Mr. Appleyard, either of you could start first. What's your role in this year's conference?
Sure. So I'm Taria.
Yes.
And this year I have the pleasure of helping our up and coming models with their runway. And my job is to pull confidence out of them. Right. So when you think of the runway, you normally think of a super tall, real thin lady. And that's typically the standard. But now that the industry has become so much more diverse, we see a lot of people of different body types, different skin tones and abilities. And so it's my job to really have them see it in themselves and bring that confidence out of them so that they can really walk with that stage presence and, you know, work it.
Yes.
So my experience with modeling in general has been from a pretty young age. I started when I was maybe 17, and I had my first opportunity at a scouting conference much like this one.
Now, pause. When you say your first formal competition, your first formal scout talent agency relationship, or like your first church?
No, it's my first like major opportunity. So I went to a scouting conference with Sane International, which is a agency based out of Jamaica.
Okay.
And that one was actually $1,500. And I had the opportunity to audition and win one of three gifted spots to that. And I was blessed to win one of those. And they flew us out to Jamaica to scout with agencies like Elite and Ford and similar to the Keys this fall. So that was the opportunity that really jump-started my career and took me from basically zero to 100. You know, a lot of people don't really have the opportunity to walk before a talent agency or a talent group. So it was extremely interesting. I was really nervous, but it came out fruitful, and I was able to travel to Paris, New York, Miami, just off of my signing from that event. Okay. So I would definitely recommend giving this a try. Give it a shot. It's almost like being thrown into the water, you know, but you sink or swim, honestly. But it is it's a good tester for if you're really ready to, you know, take that dive into modeling full time.
Mm-hmm. Because being on the stage and being in front of the lens, really totally different environments. Yeah. And once you step into that world, into that space, you change. You become a different person. Miss Appleyard.
Yes, I wanted to touch on the point that Taria made, and I think this is really important to reiterate that we want to welcome as many people out to this conference as possible. We've been gravitating, you've seen the shift in the industry, gravitating towards a more diverse and inclusive era or realm. So different body types, different physical features are so welcomed. And also you were speaking about confidence. I remember before I signed to CMM, Stephanie had reached out to me a couple of times to join, and I didn't have the confidence factor, at least as far as it pertained to acting and modeling in front of people or wanting to get out of my comfort zone to go and try this out. And I said, okay, finally, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go in there. And it was Stephanie through CMM that built up my confidence. You know, it's so educational. It's really great to get with the agency and learn about all the things that they're going to teach you about the industry, how to do the catwalk, how to show up and actually be in front of the camera, how to communicate and liaise with the agents or the casting teams, the directors, all of this. Super important.
Networking. I call it the science of networking and influencing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Stazzy was actually signed with Talent Direct, which is one of the agents that are coming down.
Okay.
And so she has been signed with Talent Direct, and she has been already getting auditions, and you were up there for production
actually,
already.
I was there a couple months ago for a commercial. So I flew over and we did all the fitting. I met with the team. Okay. It was really cool. And some of the shoots are like 1 or 2 days working. You meet like such a array of people and see the way that they do things over there, which is obviously very similar, but it just opens you up and exposes you to a whole different world of opportunities and experiences and other networks.
Yeah, yes. Without a doubt. I mean, because you may go looking for a modeling gig, an acting gig, and end up realizing that you need to be a scout, that your actual talent is being able to identify talent and to see where talent flows best, right?
Absolutely.
A world of opportunities. Okay, guys, y'all may answer my first question for the day. I'm going to throw out the answer. Well, we're going to save it, my second question, for tomorrow. But the first question is, which Bahamian actress plays Mama D'Lo on the award-winning kids show Gumbe Kids? I'm going to leave the answer, give you all a little more time to call. Oh, I got another one. Dear Texter, I've got your cell phone number. I hope you haven't won before, because the answer is, oh, wait, we got someone on the phone line. I'm going to pause. Producer, let me know if they call in for the trivia. Good morning. Are you calling for the trivia?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
I'm ready for you.
Is it Leah Enias?
It is Leah Enias. And guess where Leah Enias is from? First of all, she's from the Hannah Hasty Tynes clan. I always have to claim that. But second of all, she is from The Spot, 242, Thought Catcher Presents, which is an improv comedy troupe in the country. Now, don't go, producer. Please take the caller and get their information from them, please. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for winning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll contact you after the show to transfer your funds. Okay, guys. Leah Enias was a part of The Spot, Thought Catcher Presents, The Spot, The Spot 242, an improv comedy troupe. And I was also a part of that troupe. And that troupe, to me, like, is the closest thing to a talent agency, because everyone is moderated by the assessment and critique of their peers and by the critique of the audience. Like, the audience lets you know right away if your bit was funny or not, right? And Leah is someone who was molded through that space, right? And has, for me, shown me, in many ways, how to be funny, you know. And so to see Leah in the award-winning show, Gombe Kids as Mama D-Lo, was just awesome. It's just awesome. My trivia question tomorrow, questions tomorrow, will start with another trivia question about Leah Enias. So y'all do your homework. I want to ask y'all about some films she has been in. This is fantastic. Okay, we got a couple more minutes left to go. Again, who should be attending? What are age limits?
Yeah, so, and Leah will be at this conference too. Actually, another thing that'll be fun if you're watching is all of our best and, you know, top actors and actresses and models will be trying out for these agents. So it's going to be amazing to see them.
So we're going to see those people we've seen on stage before.
Our big influencers.
I think, which is important for newcomers to see. Like, you can be a little shaky in the knee, a little afraid, but understand, everybody auditions all the time. And even when you're the best, Denzel have to go and audition. Meryl Streep have to go. Viola Davis have to go. Even Tyler Perry, even though he owned the studio himself, he still have to audition for the, not for Madea, but for the other parts. You have to audition.
And that's why I think what's really important for people to understand is, even if you don't have the experience, the prior acting experience or modeling experience, the best thing you can do for yourself with an opportunity like this is to just come out and give it a shot. There's another, and I'm sure Stephanie will talk about this, another webinar or an in-person where you get to sign up for the catwalk or actually try it out. Okay. You know, there's going to be a whole lot of information before coming up, leading up to the conference, where you can learn all the things that need to prepare you for this.
Yeah.
So really just give yourself, take this opportunity, come and show up. Even if you're scared, even if you're nervous, there are going to be people there that'll help guide you through that process.
And listen, you're creative. They're looking for people. They're looking for parts where people are just nervous. Their character, just all they are is just anxious and nervous all the time.
I'm an anxious, nervous person.
There you go. That that's how you fit.
Sometimes that's the character that they're looking for. Correct.
Yeah. Now, sir, the foreigners are coming. And it's something I need to tell you all about Bahamians, right? Mm-hmm. We are chameleons. We could be Bahamian, we could be Jamaican, we could be American, we could be Australian. I know one boy who practicing to be Martian. He's been at NASA for months now. He's working on the role. What is the world looking for when they come to the Bahamas looking for talent?
Well, that starts with the agency, because the agency has clients, and those clients have, you know, very specific needs. So I can't really speak to what the agencies are looking for per se, but what we can tell you is we do have agencies that have very specific disciplines, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, Stephanie was talking about A3, and they do voiceover. We have Luba Rocklin out of LA that does a lot of voiceover as well.
You know? Okay.
And they have very specific clients that they have. We have, out of Atlanta, we have Joy Purvis, right? Talent Direct in Florida, and then all the modeling agencies out of New York. So Saturday will be specific to modeling. Mm-hmm. Sunday will be specific to acting.
Okay.
Right? And if you're coming on Sunday for the acting, you got to have that 30-second dialogue on lock.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to be up there in front of the whole house.
Yeah.
Right. And you got to bring down the house. Right. Same for Saturday. If you're going to do Saturday, we're going to have a modeling workshop in the morning that Terea and Gerard will help lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then the afternoon is when you actually work the runway.
All right. So practice your voguing. Get comfortable in your body.
Correct.
Yes. Practice your walk. I want you all to know, get down to the store where they sell the retractable heels. Y'all don't know, see, Terea, I didn't want to give out the secret weapon. That's how I make that sharp turn. Uh-huh. You get with the Andrus body but Long Island ankles. You need a retractable shoe. So the heel go down, so you make the turn, and then it pop back up. You don't know what happened. How I right next to you. But dear Bahamians, this is an opportunity. They're looking for you. Don't worry about what you see out there. They come in looking for you. Bring all of you. Bring the best of you. Every part of you. Because that's what acting is. Acting is going inside yourself and realizing there's a part of you that fits this role. And you just got to tap into that part of you. It's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stay away. I don't want these young people to complain that I take all the jobs.
Are you kidding? You have to.
I really hope we see you there. All right. Producer, I know we are just out of time. Quick question for parents and young people. how do kids in this space manage, how do they balance? And Taria, you're still a very young person. I see it all over you. How do you balance work, how you make money while you're not working, work, auditioning, interviews, and for young people, school work, social life, extracurricular activities, acting, auditions, family. How, and do talent agencies or agents help, in particular, young people and families manage these aspects of the space?
Well, I think the balance is something that you have to learn with experience. On one hand, I would always say just show up, you know, be on time and be responsible. You know, modeling is a job. It is a work. So they expect you to kind of deliver at a certain standard. And on the other hand, I would say, you know, just manage what you can manage. Take the jobs that you are able to take. Mm-hmm. Don't ever overextend yourself because it will show in the product at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So coming up with Stephanie Those, they definitely taught me a level of professionalism that I keep not only in my modeling career, but in my work career as well. That confidence and the way that you present yourself is something that reads across all rooms. Like, you can walk into a modeling room with the same confidence you walk into a boardroom with. Mm-hmm. And that's a skill that not a lot of people place value in, but I found that it's something that I do benefit from in my professional life and mm-hmm. in my creative life.
Personal and professional development mm-hmm. off the catwalk, off the stage. It's also,
this is
awesome. Now, Gombe Kids, y'all, do they have like a charter school? They have a special homeschool pod? No. Do you only film in the summer? How y'all sound like y'all torturing my little friends over there.
Oh, no. No, so I'm a mom of three. I care deeply about education and school. Yeah. So we film in the summer so that kids, you know, it doesn't affect school. Now, they'll have some press interviews and things that happen outside of school, promotional things, and we try to do that weekends or after school. They might have to leave school a little early, but we make sure it does not affect school. And we go to great lengths to make sure they don't work too long of hours and that they're comfortable on set and all of that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Quick checks. Producer, you started music. I know we're late. Texas says, hey, how can I get my 14-year-old daughter into modeling acting here in New Jersey where we live?
Oh, hey, New Jersey. Well, that's you know, this conference is open to everyone. We actually have a special offer at Comfort Suites, $150 a night if you're attending the Keys Conference, which gives you full access to Atlantis, as it is right across the street from the event. So come on down. It's an amazing ticket price. Otherwise, you can also hit us up on CMM Agency, and we can also guide you on the tools that she would need to start to get into the industry. But if she'd like to take it seriously, like, just come on down. Have a great time in the Bahamas and attend our event.
Absolutely. And keysconference.com.
Thekeysconference.com.
Check it out. Yeah. Listen, guys, we're all out of time. As we leave, as we end the show, producer, play some music. I want you all to picture this. The scene opens, and you hear the narrator saying, her feet were broad like the Appalachian Trail. It's my moment. This is my time, y'all. I'm getting ready. I feel it. I'm about to be a star with these size Andrus feet, ready to step into the new world. Guys, it's been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. The Keys Conference. Y'all know your children have plenty talent. Don't get mad at them. Just turn it into entertainment for you and the rest of the world, okay? Come out to the Keys Conference. Give your children something to do with what they have. Have a great day, Bahamas. See you, Nuri. Guardian Radio AM is up next. Have a wonderful day.